All right, I'm going to have Brandy come up and read our daily word, and then Terry Peters is going to lead us in meditation. Brandy.
Okay, today's word is joy. I am blessed with indwelling joy. In John's gospel, Jesus prays his disciples and all who receive their message will experience for themselves the joy he knows. I share in Jesus' joy as I remember I am a living expression of the divine, created in God's image and likeness, just as Jesus was. My ability to express love, life, wisdom, and all other qualities of God is limited only by my willingness to live from my spiritual nature. I am one with God and one in the allness of God with all people everywhere. The joy Jesus described remains with me no matter what is happening around me. I know wholeness in the midst of illness, abundance amid the appearance of lack. Even sadness in the aftermath of loss cannot overtake my joy. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. John 15:11.
It's now time to enter into those moments of prayer and meditation. So I invite you to relax in your seats, become comfortable, and join me in taking a deep breath, a relaxing breath that infuses every fiber of your being with that sense of wholeness and worth, that light, that love, that peace, which is our birthright. And take another deep breath again, so as we go deeper into that sense of relaxation. And I will use the singing bowl to invite us to align ourselves with that heart center, the heart chakra, where our vibrations of our hearts are one with the great heart of Divine Spirit. And as we enter this time of prayer and meditation, let us send our loving thoughts to all those names who are here in our prayer box, knowing that spirit, that divine consciousness around us and in us, knows these needs, these requests, these hopes, and this faith. And so we send that loving energy to all of them. And as we do, I invite you to speak aloud the names of others who are in your hearts and who you want to send love, prayer, and divine energy to at this time. And so we send that focus, that love, that caring, that compassion that is our divine birthright to to all those who need to recall and remember that it is their birthright as well. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. We forget that when we enter this plane of existence, this three-dimensional world, and we are programmed to believe in this three-dimensional world, in a world composed of scarcity, lack, limitation. And so as we grow in consciousness, as we mature in awareness, we feel the divine presence grow in us, and we remember who we truly are. We are divine beings of power and composed of light, the energy of love, and we bring that with us wherever we go and project it to all around us. And each moment of each day, we take time to recall ourselves to that higher state of awareness and remind us that there is no lack or limitation that we face. And so we move further and further into that state of higher consciousness, where we are all powerful beings, that we forgive ourselves for those false beliefs. We let them go. And we let go of all judgment of ourselves, of others around us, of circumstances and events in this three-dimensional world, knowing that we came here by choice, with purpose, to raise that level of consciousness for the entire planet. And we do it by raising that consciousness for ourselves. And so relax into that thought. Feel that higher consciousness and awareness settle into every fiber of your being. With this consciousness comes peace. We need no longer strive or struggle. As that consciousness expands, as our energy level increases with source energy that is divine, and we raise that vibration into a higher level of awareness, we sense the power through love that comes to us. And we give that power to all around us, for there is no end to it. There is no limit to it. And there is a peace in that awareness that we are here serving that divine being of which we are one, and with which we remain united in all things. And this certainty travels with us, deep within our very being, no matter where we travel, no matter whom we see and speak to, no matter what we do in our daily life. We are one with divine consciousness, and in that love, we breathe and move and have our being. And so it is, And so we remain one with Spirit, one with God. Amen. Mm-hmm.